Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks a lot for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, December the 28th, 2009. And I think this is probably going to be the last podcast of this year, unless, of course, I get excited to do another one before Friday. And speaking of the new year, I'm going to be posting a video podcast on New Year's Eve, and I think you're going to like it, so don't miss it. You know, when a year comes to an end, whether it's a calendar year, a fiscal year, or some other kind of a year, a lot of people take a look back on what has happened over the course of that year. Now, today's podcast is not a year in review, but I do have some thoughts as this year 2009 comes to a close. And by the way, I'm currently in the process of writing an update for the post, This Is My Story. Now, that post is a very brief look at my life up to May of 2009. But I thought an update would be a good idea so that you can see some of what has happened in my life over the past 7 months. And I thought as long as I continue to do this blog, I'll continue to do updates for This Is My Story. Again, my main purpose in doing this blog in the first place is to reach people with some great information that will be helpful and beneficial for those who don't want to live their lives in fear. I want to make available some really practical content that will help people in having more confidence in God. And so as this year comes to an end, I'm very grateful for a lot of things. It has been one of the most challenging years of my life. Not the most challenging year, but one of the most. I don't know, I think maybe the months following the summer of 89 were the most challenging for me. But I'm grateful. I'm still here. I'm alive. And God has been very gracious and kind. And you know, there are ups and downs in life. The Bible mentions this. You know, things happen that are not fair. I told my kids so many times as they were growing up that life is not fair. In all of life, I mean, if you've lived any length of time at all, you know that there are high times and low times. I know there are some religious people who say that if you live your life perfectly, nothing bad will ever happen to you. I mean, if you and God are really tight, then life for you will just be paradise. And if something goes wrong, well, then it must be because of your sin. Yeah, that's what they told Job in the Bible, remember? And so what about David? You know, the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. David is the only person mentioned in Scripture as a man after God's own heart. And you know what? He went through a number of difficult times, didn't he? I mean, I don't know sometimes where people come up with these things. There's so much judgmental criticism in some religious circles, isn't there? How about those who blame God for every bad thing that happens? Oh, they don't say it in so many words, but they do say things like, well, this is happening because God is testing you to see how strong you are and to see if you really love Him. Well, you know what? The Bible says that God is my loving Father. What kind of loving father would do those kinds of things to his children? I'm a dad, and I'm not perfect. And when the kids were living here, I never hid the food to test them to see if they really loved me. I never inflicted pain on them to see if they would come to me for help. How silly. Of course, then you have those who talk about the devil all the time. They say that, you know, if everything is going great in your life, then you must surely be working for the devil because he's not attacking you. In other words, the more you're attacked by the devil, then the more you must be working for God. I'm going to do a video podcast someday soon, and I'm going to call it Stop Looking for the Devil. You know something? Life is life. We're not in heaven yet. Christ hasn't returned. And until then, there are going to be challenges and opportunities to deal with. And many times, it just won't be fair. But you know, it says in the book of Ecclesiastes that good things happen to wicked people and wicked things happen to righteous people. It happens. Now, I believe that unpleasant things happen basically for two reasons. One, because of something that is outside of our control. And the other is because of choices that we make. But here's a great key in life. Stop trying to figure out why something happened and what you could have done or what you should have done. I mean, if it is indeed because of a wrong choice that you made, okay, recognize that and move on. Move forward. People spend way too much time analyzing what happened, blaming others for what happened, trying to see where the devil was in what happened. Some people sit around and just feel sorry for themselves, and they feel hopeless, they feel helpless. Some people feel bitter. Some people are very angry. You know, I know people who were laid off over a year ago, and they still carry around anger and resentment and bitterness. In fact, one guy said, "I will never forgive them for what they did to me." My goodness, what does carrying all of that with you do to you, mentally and physically? It's so very harmful. So, am I saying that you should forgive someone for firing you? Yes, I did. Why? Well, you know, until you forgive someone for what they've done to you, they still have power over you. It's still eating away at you. Is it bothering them? No. They have long moved on. You know, whether it's personal or business, they're long gone from that. Just forgive them and move ahead with your life. And so that's kind of the point of this podcast. Regardless of what has happened to you this past year, good or bad, regardless of where your life is right now, you must move forward. You can't live in the past, good or bad. It's over with. It's history. You can't live in tomorrow. It's not here yet. So what are you going to do today? What are you going to do with your mind and heart today? You can begin to move ahead today, right now, at this very moment, by putting your trust and confidence in God and doing that each and every day. Like I said before, I'm very grateful. I'm still here. I'm alive. God's been very kind and gracious to Kathy and me. I can honestly look back over this past year, as challenging as it's been, and I can see His kindness in helping us through it all. I mean, after all, He's the one who promised that He would never leave you or forsake you. He is the one who said to cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. So if you're one of those who looks back on the past year, take note of how God helped you. Look for the blessings that you've received this past year. I know there are people who at times get angry with God and say, "Why are you doing this to me? Why are you allowing this to happen to me?" Don't blame God for bad things. Don't lay that at His feet. Instead, look for His blessings. They're there if you just but look. Can't see any? Well, for starters, if you're listening to this podcast, you're alive. Thank Him for being alive. Thank Him that you have ears. I mean, that's a start. But if you've been praying and asking for His help this past year, then you will surely be able to see where He has helped you. And if, on the other hand, you haven't asked for any of His help this year, take a look anyway. You'll still see His loving grace in your life. Well, that's it for this podcast. How about a comment from you? Anything on your mind? If you do have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, guess what? You don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to check and see if I've posted something new, because if you're a subscriber, you'll get an email every time something new is posted. And that's pretty cool, and it's pretty handy. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. And you can do this either through email or RSS. Some people like the RSS thing. Most people go for the email. And everyone that does subscribe gets a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. That means you get total access to that site for free. And that's very cool, too. There's a link below with more information. And if you are a subscriber, well, I just want to say thank you very much for subscribing to this blog. And whether you're a subscriber or not, if you enjoy this blog, send the link to someone else. It could make a big difference in their life. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.